WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hart. And let's be honest, life can feel like a never-ending roller coaster sometimes, right? Between work, relationships, social media pressure, you name it. There are so many demands on our time and energy. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and forget about one crucial thing: taking care of ourselves. Now, I know what you're thinking, Avery, self-care sounds nice, but how do I actually fit it into my already jam-packed schedule? And trust me, I've been there. But that's exactly why we're diving into this topic today. Because neglecting self-care isn't just about feeling a little burnt out. It can seriously impact our mental and physical well-being in the long run. So, buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways about the importance of self-care in modern life. First things first, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great sometimes. Who doesn't love a good pamper session? Self-care is about actively nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this: you wouldn't put off servicing your car until it completely breaks down, right? We treat our physical health with regular checkups and maintenance. Well, self-care is like the mental and emotional equivalent. Second, self-care looks different for everyone. What works for me might not work for you, and that's totally okay. It's all about finding what truly nourishes you. Maybe it's a morning yoga routine, journaling your thoughts, spending time in nature, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and connect with yourself. The key is to listen to your body and mind, and identify activities that help you recharge and feel your best. Third, carving out dedicated me time is crucial. We're constantly bombarded with demands from all directions: work emails, social media notifications, family obligations. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose track of ourselves. But setting aside even a small amount of time each day for intentional self-care can make a world of difference. Think of it as an investment in your well-being. You deserve that time. Next, remember that saying no is essential for self-care. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. We don't have to say yes to everything or try to please everyone all the time. Learning to say no gracefully can actually free up more time and space for things that truly matter to you. And finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you feel overwhelmed and struggle to prioritize your well-being. That's completely normal. Just remember to be patient with yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and keep showing up for yourself even on the tough days. You know that feeling when you haven't slept well, and everything just feels off? Your patience is thinner than usual, even simple tasks seem impossible, and you might find yourself snapping at people more easily. That's where self-care comes in. Imagine if you had a good night's sleep, ate a healthy breakfast, went for a walk, and took some time to meditate. You'd feel energized, grounded, and able to tackle anything. Self-care is like that vital foundation that allows us to navigate the ups and downs of life with more resilience and grace. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It empowers you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So, make a conscious effort today to prioritize self-care, even in small ways. Go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or simply take a few deep breaths and enjoy the present moment. You deserve it. As always, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care practices? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #MentalArmorSelfCare. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes packed with valuable insights and tips for building emotional strength. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.